Hi, and welcome. And we are going to explore building a sovereign niche bookstore on building a sovereign niche bookstore on the Nosta protocol. I recently did this for myself, so I thought I could condense it in a little audio note. Exactly what the process entails. And in the physical world, the independent bookstore has always been more than a retail space. You know, a independent bookstore is like a cultural outpost. It's like a curated sanctuary and a community hub. But in the digital age, the bookstore has been reduced to a centralized database entry on Amazon. An environment where algorithms prioritize high-value turnover over niche discovery, where ownership of a digital book is merely a revocable license. But a new architecture is emerging. By combining the Nosta protocol, the pyramid relay implementation by Fiat Jaff, and the philosophy of sovereign library building, we can reinvent the niche bookstore as a distributed, censorship-resistant, and community-owned network on this protocol. So this is how to set up a bookstore that isn't just a shop, but acts as an actual distribution point for human knowledge. Part 1. The niche bookstore as a Nosta event. In a centralized world, a bookstore is a URL. Example, books.com. On Nosta, a bookstore is a public key. By using NIP15 marketplaces, a niche bookseller can broadcast their inventory as a series of signed events. Whether you are selling rare physical first editions or encrypted ebooks delivered via NIP44 private messages, the storefront exists everywhere and nowhere. It lives on every relay that chooses to host your events. For a niche seller, perhaps specializing in cypherpunk, mathematical, or vintage computing, this means discovery for your audience isn't found through Google SEO, but through Web of Trust. When a respected librarian or a trusted developer in your niche boosts your book event, it appears in the feeds of those who value their judgment. This is discovery, finding value through shared intelligence rather than algorithmic manipulation. Part 2. Building the library. The curation of the spirit. A bookstore sells books. A library preserves them. On Nosta, these two concepts merge. Building a library in the Nosta ecosystem involves more than just hosting PDFs. It involves the creation of long-form content, NIP23, and file metadata, NIP94. As a bookseller, you aren't just shipping a product, you are contributing to a global permanent archive. When you add a book to your library on Nosta, you are essentially tagging a specific hash of a file hosted on a sovereign media relay and associating it with your public key. If enough people in a niche do this, the library becomes an indestructible distributed entity. Even if the original seller disappears, the metadata, the record that this book exists, and this valued remains etched in the logs of the relay. Part 3, the Pyramid Relay, organizing the Librarian Guild. The core technical challenge of a niche bookstore is curation. How do you keep the noise out? This is where Fiatjaf's Pyramid Relay implementation becomes the essential tool for the modern librarian. Pyramid is a specialized Nosta relay designed for private groups. Unlike a standard relay that accepts any event from anyone, Pyramid allows an operator to define strict boundaries. The librarian only relay. Imagine setting up a Pyramid relay where the requirement to post is a signature from a specific set of guild librarians. In this model, the relay acts as a filter. The relay only accepts book metadata, reviews, sales, groups messages, lists, calls, audio, etc. from authorized curators. The logic of Pyramid. And Pyramid utilizes the concept of closed communities, where the relay doesn't just broadcast, it governs according to the rules set by the operator. As a means of high signal distribution, for a user connecting to this relay means they are seeing a master list of books, scrubbed of spam, scams, and low quality filter. This transforms the relay from a passive pipe into an active institutional library. Part 4. Organizing via private groups in Pyramid. One of the most powerful features of the Pyramid relay is the ability to create private interest groups. And for a niche bookstore, this allows for the creation of reading rooms or subscription tiers. By leveraging Pyramid's group management, a bookseller can host underground collections where they create a private group for sensitive or controversial texts that need censorship resistance, and only users who are added to the group by the librarian can fetch these events. Community creation within a private group. Members can use Zaps, Bitcoin Lightning payments, to vote on which books the library should acquire next. Encrypted discussion. Pyramid groups allow for a shared space where the librarian and patrons can discuss the text in a sovereign environment, free from prying eyes of people who might be wanting to harvest their data. Part 5. Nosta relays as library distribution points. In the traditional model, a library is a building. In the Nosta model, a relay is a distribution point. If you are running a Pyramid relay, an Algo relay, a Wallet of Trust relay, you can specifically configure it to prioritize book events. And this creates a distributed, decentralized CDN for knowledge. So the workflow of a sovereign bookseller would be: a book is digitized and hashed. The file is stored on a sovereign relay. The bookseller creates a NIP-15 product or a NIP-94 file event. The event is pushed to a specialized Pyramid relay managed by a circle of librarians. A user connects to the Nosta client to the library relay. They see the curated collection. The user zaps the bookseller. The bookseller sends an encrypted message containing the download link or the decryption key for the ebook. Or with Pyramid relays, you can actually just send a direct message with the file. And why this matters, part 6. the defense against censorship. We live in an era where digital books can be edited or deleted remotely by the owners of the platform. A niche bookstore on Nostra is the antidote to this fragility. Whether you build a library using cryptography as physics, you are ensuring that your provenance is absolute. You know exactly who the librarian was because of their digital signature and is attached to every record. Ownership is atomic. Once you have the file and the metadata, no centralized authority can unsell it to you. The network is anti-fragile. If one relay is shut down, this librarian simply moves the pyramid configuration to a new VPS and the library is back online within minutes. And now here are some cool things about running, you know, a Nostra bookstore library. Zaps can be royalties. Authors can receive instant micropayments in Bitcoin for every review, share, sale, bypassing 70% of the tax of traditional publishers. And even if a physical book is banned and burned, on Nostra data, the metadata and hash lives on 1,000 relays. Your bookstore client can talk to a social client, allowing people to discuss books and buy them in the same flow. And just a note, I am currently working on my own clone of Goodreads on Nostra. So very soon you would have a client that allows you to do book reviews. It has a wiki. You can have lists. It is a set of features for using a book review client with Nostra. Something I am working on. And there are others like Bookstar as well that allow you to discuss books and buy them in the same flow. And anyone can become a librarian. There is no Library of Congress here to grant you a license. Use Pyramid to create a library that only opens its doors to people who have completed a certain mathematical challenge or hold a specific NPUB special to the cause you are serving. Multiple librarians can contribute to the same event stream, creating the world's most accurate and curated niche bibliographies via even held threads, because Pyramid relays have configurations for held threads as well. Your reading habits aren't being sold to advertisers. Their relationship is between you, the librarian, and the relay. A Nostra library that survives for 5 years becomes a trusted beacon in the web of trust. Use Nostra events to coordinate the dead drops of our physical books in the real world. So you could use Nostra to do, you know, geocaches, physical book lots in the real world at a physical location. And you own the tags and reviews you create, whether on the site I am building or on Bookstar or on any site that allow you to create, you know, reviews tags. That is your intellectual property signed by your key, and you could also consider it a viable revenue stream that you should review and work on and build on and make it your philosophy. So starting a niche bookstore on Nostra is not about making sales. It is about first order change. And it really, in a sense, is like becoming the master identity strategist of knowledge. It's about taking the distribution of knowledge out of the hands of corporations and placing it back into the hands of the sovereign individual. By utilizing tools like Fiagraph's Pyramid, you know, you can build an infrastructure of truth, where you ensure that in the future, when someone looks for a rare text or a forbidden idea, they won't find a 404 not found error. They will find a signed event a waiting relay, and a community of librarians ready to share the light. With Pyramid, the shelves are infinite, the keys are yours. Start building the library.